on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
From the beginning of this pandemic, our healthcare workers have been working nonstop to keep us as safe as possible. They've been called heroes by the government, and they are also leaving in droves. A lot of them just suffering from burnout. They're already there with the nurses feeling overworked and disrespected before the pandemic hit, and they are even more in the weeds when it comes to feeling burnt out, overworked, neglected, disrespected. Dr. Jeff Soloway is the founder of MindWell, and today they are launching a virtual program to help healthcare workers when it comes to mental health and give them supports that they can access anytime. Dr. Soloway, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thanks for having me, Kelly.
Can you tell us a little bit about MindWell and what it is?
Sure. Well, I appreciate the intro. It's about the importance of this work and, you know, the reasoning why. MindWell is an organization. We offer mental health and well-being training for professionals, and we're focused right now on a new program that's targeting healthcare workers. So it's called MindWell for Healthcare Workers, and it's there to support the healthcare workers who have been, you know, overburdened and overstressed over this past pandemic. And, you know, it's not going to solve all the problems, but we're trying to provide a little bit of support for them to ease and learn some tools that help them cope with the ongoing stress and anxiety of their day-to-day life.
This is it's a national mental health portal. It's funded by the Canadian Federation of Nurses Unions. And I was talking about how nurses have been experiencing a lot of burnout, and a lot of them are leaving. We've got a bit of a nursing crisis, to put it mildly, in the province right now. Federal government is also throwing some dollars your way to help this virtual program become a success. Can you tell us a little bit about what healthcare workers will see when they get onto the portal?
Absolutely. I mean, the program starts today, so we really encourage everybody to check out MindWell for Healthcare Workers. You can search that up at mindwellu.com. You can register, and it's a four-week program. And so every week you're going to get access to new content. There's also, so it's self-directed content that there is, and there's tools that you can learn and how to integrate into your work. It's an industry-specific training, so it's specifically created by healthcare workers for healthcare workers. There's also live sessions that healthcare workers can tune into, and they can engage with their colleagues from right across the country. And as you mentioned, it's a program that's being sponsored by Wellness Together Canada, which is a national mental health program that started in response to the pandemic, and it's in partnership also with the Nurses Union.
To date, over 2,000 Canadian healthcare workers have participated in MindWell for Healthcare Workers. What kind of response are you getting?
Yeah, it's been a great response. We've kind of done a soft launch over the past 6 months, and we've been able to see, we've done some evaluation of the training, and we've seen significant results in people taking the training in terms of increases in resilience and mindfulness, as well as significant decreases in anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, the symptoms of PTSD, as well as burnout. So really promising results to date that people are able to learn these tools. It's making a difference in their lives, and something we're trying to teach them, very practical skills that they can integrate into their everyday life in the workplace.
What kind of practical skills are we talking about? Can you give us an example?
Sure. I mean, one of the tools that we teach is called Take Five, and Take Five is a mindfulness and action practice. So it's about coming back into presence when you're doing in the workplace. So we use these different tools to teach us how to take five. So it could be like putting on our PPE or washing our hands. Those types of things that healthcare workers are doing every day, that's going to remind them to do their Take Five practice. It's going to help them come back into the moment-to-moment of feeling their body, finding their breath, so that they don't get kind of overwhelmed with feelings. They don't get kind of too lost in thinking about something that happened in the past or kind of thinking about their negative realities of actually what's unfolding right in front of them. It's, you know, the truth is they're experiencing really difficult things. And it's about supporting them and helping to process some of those difficult moments in the most efficient way. as possible.
Makes a lot of sense. I think a lot of people have been doing a little bit of research into mindfulness and meditation throughout this pandemic, because a lot of people have been dealing with stress. One of the things that I find it's so hard to remind yourself to do is set aside time for things like mindfulness. So setting aside time for things like this virtual program, this MindWell program that you're launching today, is that one of the challenges that you have to get over, is to help people realize that they should and they can set aside the time for the program?
That's definitely a challenge. And, you know, working in busy schedules, and especially healthcare workers that are, you know, shift work, and there's not a lot of breaks. So finding the time to actually participate in the program is important, and that's why we developed an online where people can access it whenever they want at any time of day. And then there's live components, and we offer many different live sessions offered at different days, different times, so that people can join us at any time. And what we're trying to teach is not just meditation and going to a quiet room at the end of the day or the beginning of the day, but also learning these tools, how to bring more mindfulness into the very actions of your everyday life. So it doesn't actually take more time out of your day. We're not trying to add another to-do onto the list, but we're trying to teach people the tools and the skills for integrating these principles of mindfulness into their everyday life.
How did you become involved in mindfulness?
I've been studying mindfulness for about 20 years now. It's just become a passion of mine. I came through a practice of yoga, actually, and I ended up doing a PhD in the area of mindfulness at University of Toronto in education. And so for the past 10 years, I've been developing trainings for professionals in education and healthcare and a lot of in the workplace and a lot of different contexts, because, you know, mindfulness is a very practical skill that everybody at least needs to learn a little bit about, and that's why we're teaching it in public education these days, because it's a literacy that we all need to know about. It's not so different than reading and writing. It's just another form of reading the moment. And once we learn this skill, we're able to apply it in a lot of different contexts.
It's interesting, because I think a lot of focus is being put on mindfulness, which is living in the moment. But when you talk about business and success, a lot of the focus is on planning ahead. How can the two work together?
Well, there's definitely time for planning, and mindfulness isn't all about just about being in the present moment. It's about, if you're planning, you want to be fully present planning for the future. And if you're reflecting on the past, you want to be fully present reflecting on the past. The distinction is, you don't want to be at your desk trying to get a task done thinking about the past or planning for the future, because that's not efficient. The mind is wandering, and what we learn with mindfulness is that the nature of the mind is to wander. It wanders in lots of different places, and what we're trying to do is notice, bring awareness to when the mind is wandering, and then bring it back into the activity that we're currently focused in. And that's hard to do, because the mind is untrained. And so that's why we have to think about mindfulness like mental exercise. Every time the mind goes away, it's like doing another bicep curl, and we're bringing the muscle of mindfulness, we're flexing the muscle of mindfulness, and we can make it stronger. And there's so much research to show the benefits of this type of practice and the importance of strengthening this muscle from a neurocircuitry perspective. Like, we see changes in the brain. We see improvements in attention, emotion regulation, decreasing stress. So there's a huge benefit to learning this type of practice. And you said it already around, you know, in response to the pandemic, there hasn't been a lot that we can do, especially thinking back, you know, 18 months ago. What could you do in response to the pandemic? But being mindful is definitely one thing that you can do. And taking it one day at a time is something that I think we've all learned to do a little bit more over these past 18 months.
Well, we've been forced to do that. Dave, I've got to let you go, because we've got a news broadcast coming up with Dave Bradley. But before I do, can you let us know where we're at if we want to find the healthcare workers training program, which is launching today?
Thank you. Yeah, you can look up mindwellu.com, mindwellu.com, or search up MindWell for healthcare workers. That will definitely get you there. And it's a call also to Canadians. If any of you know a healthcare worker, send them there, look it up, send them the link. We're really trying to get everybody involved. It's a small thing that you can do today to pay it forward to healthcare workers, to hopefully for them to get involved and learn some tools that are going to support them.
Amazing. Mindwellu.ca. And let's face it, got to have the healthcare workers supported so that they can take care of us. I appreciate your time today, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. All right. Hour three is coming up. Dave Bradley.